EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with more winter weather slamming states from the West Coast to the Great Lakes. Dozens of people have been killed, many in Oregon, hit hard by an ice storm. KXL's John Eric Smith is in Portland.
Most of those deaths have been attributed to hypothermia. One person died when a tree fell on the RV that they were in. Wednesday, three people died after a limb knocked an active power line onto their SUV.
Almost 42,000 customers have no power right now in Oregon. Buffalo, New York is digging out from another lake effect snowstorm. Parents who lost children in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, are bracing for a long-awaited report on police response to the incident. Alfred Garza, whose 10-year-old daughter was killed, attended a private meeting with Attorney General Merrick Garland and other Justice Department officials last night.
A detailed and summarized view of what happened that day. The report wasn't to point fingers and stuff like that, but there will be stuff laid out to where whoever's reading the report can kind of determine that.
19 students and two teachers were killed as officers waited 77 minutes to take down the 18-year-old gunman. In the Middle East, the U.S. says American forces launched another round of strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, taking out 14 loaded missiles ready to be fired. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
This should give, hopefully, the Houthis a bit more disquiet that we're not only able to hit these targets, we're able to hit these targets as they pop up in a dynamic fashion and preclude them then from launching more attacks on commercial shipping.
President Biden met with top congressional leaders on a stalled funding package for Ukraine and its war with Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There was tremendous focus on Ukraine and an understanding that if we don't come to Ukraine's aid, that the consequences for America around the globe would be nothing short of devastating.
The package also includes money for security at the U.S. southern border. Republicans say they won't support it unless it includes changes in immigration policy. Donald Trump flew to a campaign stop in New Hampshire after another appearance at his defamation trial involving the writer who accused him of sexual assault. Correspondent Errol Barnett is in New York.
Trump is not required to attend these proceedings, which are focused on one very narrow thing, exactly how much Ms. Carroll should be awarded for the defamation Mr. Trump has already been found liable for. And there remains the possibility that he may take the stand in his own defense, but that will come with very specific restrictions.
S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Foss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. Foss says the bill is the result of months of talks. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
This rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to the team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, then cloudy with light snow possible late this afternoon into this evening. Less than a half inch of accumulation by the time it winds down. Our high today near 10, north wind 5 to 15. Tonight, snow ending this evening, clearing overnight, low of 2 below tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Dahmers on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. It is
Pump Day!
The camel got a little cold. After the first hour, your camel gets a little cold.
Yeah, it was fine for a while, but you know how when you're outside too long, right? And like your chin kind of freezes, you can't talk right.
It takes an extra moment to reply. We get it. It's fine. He got it done, Mr. Zommers. Fantastic, as always, to have Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and also Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project on the first hour. Great first hour.
Absolutely.
Great callers as well. We welcome that. And again, Todd, everything's fine. I'm just going to take next Tuesday off to do a little family business. And so Trigvi Olson is going to be filling in here, going to be here in person in studio in Madison and guest hosting the entire 2-hour segment along with Mr. Zommers next week. So that should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how that goes.
I think it'll be just fine.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't mean I think it's going to be bad. I just mean I'm excited to see exactly what form it takes.
Yes, absolutely. And on this Friday, Mr. Luke Mathers is going to be in guest hosting. So a couple of guest hosts Friday. I'm here on Monday. Then we have Trigvi on Tuesday, and then I'm back for the rest of the week. So just, you know, a lot going on. And so sometimes you got to take a little time to get some things done. So
got
to
get recombobulated.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, I'm flying on Friday through Milwaukee, and I'm looking forward in nervous anticipation to go into the recombobulation area of the Milwaukee airport.
Good.
General Mitchell Field. And then tomorrow we're taking the show on the road. We're going to be down at the Wisconsin Public Education Conference downtown. It used to be the Midwest Express Center. Now I think it's called the Baird Center.
Something like that.
So we'll be live on location if everything works out right. Our friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow will join us on location. And who else might stop by our table at the education conference? You never know. So tune in. We'll be talking about public education, taking your phone calls as well live from Milwaukee tomorrow. And then I believe next Wednesday, we're doing the show from Wausau. So we're all over the state here the next couple of weeks.
Todd's a busy man.
I'm going to be on the road. Pleasure to have you into hour number two of the big program. A little bit later, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Packer game coming up on Saturday. If you live in places like Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, you can listen to the Packers on one of our Civic Media stations. Don't forget, unfortunately, because of NFL rules, we cannot stream the game on the Civic Media app. So you have to be in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, one of our fine stations there to listen to that. You can stream the Badger basketball team games, though. Badgers stubbed their toe a little bit. And this is absolutely no surprise to me. They went down to Happy Valley at Penn State, which is, I've never been there, but I heard it's just, they don't get a lot of fans. It's kind of quiet. It's a weird venue. They put up a curtain, I think, for part of it, like to close it off because they don't have enough fans. It's a weird.
Interesting.
And the Badgers, they've, whether Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett, now Greg Gard, they will often stub their toe going down to Happy Valley. And such was the case last night. The Badgers came back and led for a bit, but Penn State was shooting lights out. They beat the Badgers last night 87-83. In a close one on the road, Bucky comes home and takes on Indiana next at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 13-5 overall, still lead the Big Ten 5-1. Badgers got their first Big Ten loss last night. They just became the number 11 team in the country, and of course,
then they lose.
Right. And Penn State, they tried to storm the court from what I saw online, and it was a pathetic storming of the court. It was kind of like, should we go? Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. And they kind of it wasn't a storm the court. It was a sachet or a walk onto the court is more than what it was.
That is very sad.
And not impressive. Anyway, so the Badgers hopefully will get back on track when they are at home against Indiana later on this week. Indiana not doing well at all. So hopefully the Badgers can get a win going back on track. So we'll talk a little bit more about the Packer game a little bit later. Also, speaking of, the Brewers and the Bucks, professional sports. We'll talk about this new deal that's being released here over the last hour or so. Bally Sports at least being acquired in part by Amazon. So it may turn out that we can stream the Brewers and Bucks games in the near future if you have an Amazon Prime account.
I don't like that. Okay. Consolidating services so you don't need to pay for as many things. Yeah. Great. Amazon owning more things, not so great.
Not so great, but I think more people have Amazon than doing another streaming service for Bally Sports.
More people are going to see it.
Yeah, which I guess is a good thing. I want to talk a little bit right now, kick off this hour here, what's happening in court right now. Donald J. Trump, former president, taking a break from the campaign trail. It's really all becoming one of the same thing. And Trump himself has said that the courtroom is going to be a lot of his campaign trail in 2024. He is in court on this E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, which, of course, he's been found liable for sexual assault. You can't say guilty because it wasn't a criminal charge. It was a civil charge, but he's been found liable. And now the jury is trying to figure out how much Trump has to pay E. Jean Carroll. And, of course, Trump is making everything a show. In court today, according to CNN, Judge Lewis Kaplan warned the former president that he could be removed from the courtroom if he continues to be disruptive following another complaint from E. Jean Carroll's lawyer that Trump could be heard making comments during the testimony. Carroll's lawyer, Sean Cowley, said Trump could be heard commenting, saying things such as, quote, "It's a witch hunt," unquote. And, quote, "It's a con job," unquote. Kaplan responded saying, quote, "Mr. Trump has the right to be present here. That right can be forfeited, and it can be forfeited if he is disruptive, which has been reported to me consists of. And if he disregards court orders, Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial," unquote. At that, Trump threw up his hands in response and said, quote, "I understand you're probably eager for me to do that." And then, Trump threw up his hands and the judge said, quote, "I understand you're probably eager for me to do that." Reporters in the courtroom heard Trump say, quote, "I would love it." To which the judge said, "I know you would. You just can't control yourself in this circumstance, apparently." Then the parties left the courtroom for lunch. So yeah, that's how things are going in the courtroom right now for Trump.
As to be expected. This is what he wants, because then he's a martyr.
I mean, I cannot believe. I have been a witness in a federal courtroom in a federal trial for voter ID. I've been sworn in and appeared before a federal judge. I was one of the many witnesses for the group that was challenging some of the voter suppression efforts of the Walker administration. Appeared in federal judge Peterson's courtroom. Great federal judge, by the way. It's a very serious thing. You feel it when you enter the courtroom. There are no jokes being made here. It is a serious thing. And Trump continues to attack this judge from the courtroom. Now, a couple of days ago, he was attacking him on the trail. Do we have time for this, Mr. Sommers? This was Donald Trump on the campaign trail before he went back into the courtroom going after Judge Kaplan.
At another one, I said, could we have a day off? My wife's incredible mother. This was an incredible woman. My wife loves her so much. A first lady, her mother died. And one of the most incredible people. And the judge says, essentially, you can't go to the funeral because we're not going to give you the time. So if I go to the funeral, I can't be at the trial. They're not going to hold up the trial. Now, think of it. This is a radical left Judge Kaplan. This is a radical left judge appointed by Clinton. And that's the way it is. The Democrats play that way. The Republicans don't. Republican judges, in all fairness, they want to be they go overboard. If I appoint somebody, they go overboard to give the other side the benefit of the doubt. Okay, absolutely overboard. Whereas the Democrats, if you get appointed by Obama or Biden, they're down and dirty. They say, I don't care. It's a whole different thing. And people can say that's not true, but it's totally true. Republicans, they want to go out of their way to show that they're not influenced or they're not biased or that they're fair. And they're really hurting our country. The Democrats.
that's Trump on the campaign trail, which, of course, is completely not true. Here's a couple of true facts for you. All right. All facts should be true, by the way. But so Trump is not required to be at this trial. He could have just gone to the
funeral.
So he's choosing to be at this trial. Now, Melania Trump, who I guess legally is still his wife, even though they simply don't get along. Melania Trump's mother died, apparently. And our condolences to her. Don't wish death like that or for anyone to go through something like that. And so the funeral is sometime this week, I guess, maybe today. And so Trump's lawyers, as a stalling tactic, have been asking the judge to delay this trial in order for Trump to go and be with his grieving wife and attend this funeral. And the judge said, fine, you don't have to be here. Go ahead and go. But Trump insists on being here for the theatrics, as we've seen today, as being reported by CNN and other places. He wants the theatrics. So he's making this big deal about this and attacking this judge. And he goes on talking about his judges that he appointed. Don't forget, it was many of his judges, if you want to use that vernacular, judges that he appointed that threw out Trump's own challenges to the 2020 election results. It said, no, Don, the election was free and fair, and all these accusations of being a quote-unquote rigged election, it's just not true.
Well, Todd, here's the problem. You're thinking too hard instead of just listening to what Donald Trump says.
Well, there you go. But I think it's just important to make that point that, again, the rhetoric that you're hearing from Donald Trump, what he's saying is the truth, just simply isn't. And here's a truth-related thought for the day, Mr. Sommers. One of our listeners from Benjamin Franklin. Quote, half the truth is often a great lie, unquote. We want to give you all the truth and just the truth, nothing but the truth. More on the other side, including your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers,
the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Well, a little frog in the throat, I'm sorry. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. You ever get that when you kind of like half breathe and half swallow and half talk and you
like frog? Yeah, not fun.
And it's not just the camel whose voice is frozen here. Mine is a little bit as well. Stay safe if you're on the roadways today. Sounds like temperatures in some cases below zero, certainly with the wind chill in places across the state of Wisconsin. In all seriousness, bundle up. Don't have exposed skin. As in conditions like this, as we are reminded, it can freeze quickly. And you do not want frostbite or frozen hands and feet and faces. So particularly for older folks and for kids, don't let them go out without proper coverings.
It's just not where it can happen so fast.
And it's apparently going to warm back up by Monday or so. Monday, Tuesday, looking for highs near 39.
And then it's probably going to get cold again.
Well, sure. It's winter, right? It's winter in Wisconsin. So be safe out there all across the state of Wisconsin. Want to get to a little news in terms of some poll numbers that you're not going to hear a lot about and the economy. Because, of course, a lot of people love to point out certain polls saying how people are upset about the economy, how Joe Biden is in trouble, how things are terrible. Well, let's talk a little bit about a poll that shows us things are not so bad. This is from Axios. Americans overall have a surprising degree of satisfaction with their economic situation, according to findings from the Axios Vibes survey by the Harris Poll. Harris Poll, a longtime polling firm, respected firm. And again, I'm not saying this represents everyone. But if news media are going to continue to have this narrative that everything's terrible, oh, look at this poll, look at this poll, then we should report all the, and we've reported polls in this program that show the economy, that people believe, that some people believe the economy isn't doing well. We report on polls that have Trump and Biden essentially tied going into the fall. But also let's report some good news here. Again, this is the Axios Vibe survey by the Harris Poll. Why it matters, according to Axios, that's in spite of dour views among certain subsets of the country, in particular MAGA folks, and in contrast to consumer sentiment polls that remain stubbornly weak, partly because of the lingering effects of 2022's inflation. So the Axios Vibes poll has found that when asked about their own financial condition, that's important, your own financial condition or that of their local community, Americans are characteristically optimistic. So when you ask people, so again, this is so important. And I can speak to this as someone who spent a lot of time in politics, worked for candidates, was a candidate myself for state assembly a couple of times, and have been involved in polling. So when you have a political party or a political candidate or an organization that has a political leaning, they will tell the polling firm to ask questions in a certain way in order to get a certain result so that they then can go out in public and say, oh my gosh, look at this. This is how people feel. And then they tell people how they feel. And then people are like, well, I guess that's how I feel. It's all this psychological stuff that's part of politics. So the good type of polling are people like Professor Charles Franklin and the Marquette Law School poll, who knows everything I just said, and so they word questions specifically to get the most real answer, or, and that's kind of a bad way to put it, but an answer that doesn't come across with a partisan lean as much as possible. So in this poll by the Harris Poll, they asked people about their own financial condition or that of their local community and found that Americans, when asked that way, are characteristically optimistic. So it's broadly understood that economic well-being influences electoral outcomes. By the same token, however, political affiliation influences the responses that Republicans, in particular, give when they're asked about the economy. So asking about personal finances rather than the broader economy can reveal optimism not seen in consumer sentiment reporting. So here's what the data shows. GDP, gross domestic product growth, is the highest in the developed world here in America. Inflation heading back down to more optimal levels, and consumer spending keeps on growing. By the numbers, according to the Harris poll, 63% of Americans rate their current financial situation as being good, including 19% of the U.S. people who say that it is very good. Again, this is what your personal economics are. 63% of Americans say that their current financial situation is good. 19% say very good. Now, neither number is particularly low. They're both entirely in line with the average result of the past 20 times that the Harris poll has asked this question. So this is nothing new. The survey's findings were based on a nationally representative sample of 2,120 U.S. adults, and it was conducted online between December 15th and 17th of last year. So 2,000 people, that's a pretty good universe from which to draw. Americans' outlook for the futures are also rosy. 66% think that 2024 will be better than 2023, and 85% of us feel we could change our personal financial situation for the better this year. Now, that's in line with Wall Street estimates as well, which have penciled in continued growth in both GDP and real wages for the rest of the year. Here's something that might stun you. According to this poll, Harris poll, 77% of Americans are happy with where they are living, including renters who have seen their housing costs surge over the last few years and are far more likely than homeowners to describe their financial situation as poor. The reality is similarly upbeat. Asking rents finally are starting to fall in some places, not everywhere, rather than rising recently. And that, of course, is great news for renters. More than half of Americans that say that if they lost their job tomorrow, they'd be okay, that they could find an equivalent or better job quickly, and that, quote, my employer needs me more than I need them. 63% of respondents describe their job security as, quote, a sure thing. Very interesting. A bottom line, then, Americans who believe their community's economy is strong outnumbers those who think it's weak. There you go. Some good news on the economy if you look at your own situation. What do you think? How is your personal economy doing? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talk about that and Packers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. At least three people were killed when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm in Portland, Oregon, where more than 41,000 customers have no electricity. CBS's Carter Evans.
It's been a tough week, if you can imagine. A week in these freezing temperatures inside your home. No power.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's met with families of children killed in the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, ahead of today's report on police response. KENS TV's Alicia Nieves.
Families tell us much of the conversation revolved around what they already knew, that the response was a failure and action that needed to happen did not.
The U.S. launches another wave of missile strikes on Houthi sites inside Yemen. Middle East expert Michael Rubin.
On one hand, it's necessary to confront the Houthis. On the other hand, sporadic bombing of Yemen may not be enough to finish the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate Tuesday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing five bills to help kids slim down. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through eighth grade.
Our schools are already required to do PhyEd, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A little sunshine this morning, then cloudy with light snow possible late this afternoon into this evening. Less than a half inch of accumulation by the time it winds down. Our high today near 10, north wind 5 to 15. Tonight, snow ending this evening, clearing overnight, low of 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
There are a thousand ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are a thousand ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's payday.
Get that cheese.
We gotta get that cheese. We gotta get that cheese.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, January 17th. Mr. Zommer's dialing up a little. Gotta get that cheese.
You gotta get that cheese.
Who sings that again?
Too Short.
Too Short. That's right. Too Short. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the show. In the slang, the vernacular, Mr. Zommer's helped me out, is basically you gotta get your paycheck, right? You gotta get the money.
Yeah, your money, your cheddar.
Your cheddar.
Your cheese.
How do you feel about getting your cheese? That's the question we're asking right now after reading right before the break there, this Axios poll. It's by Axios and the Harris poll. A little over 2,000 Americans were asked about people's personal finances, how you actually feel about things for yourself. And according to the poll, Americans' outlook on the future, pretty rosy. 66% think that 2024 will be better than 2023, and 85% of Americans feel we could change our personal financial situation for the better this year. How do you feel? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think that you could change your financial situation? Do you think that things could look rosier in 2024 financially for you? Not for the country, not for other people, but for you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Off the app, very kind words from Andrew out in Maine. We appreciate that. Listening in on the app via WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha. Andrew says, 2 hours of Matt Nair on air, followed by 2 hours of Todd Allball Monday through Friday, certainly adds to my personal happiness in my unofficial poll, unquote. Well, thank you, Andrew. Very kind words of you to say. And, of course, our friend Jane Matt Nair, who has her new program right before ours, 10 until noon every day, right here on the same Civic Media Radio Network, doing a great job. And I talked to Jane a little bit, the day before yesterday. We are working out details for Jane to come on the show because, you know, she was the producer and co-host, basically, for Kristen Bry for a year and a half on As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen Bry has moved on. We'll probably hear about more from her in the coming days or weeks, and we wish her all the best. But we also are thrilled that Jane Matt Nair, a legend, at least in Milwaukee and most of Wisconsin radio, knows Jane Matt Nair. She's been in the industry for years. And I did not realize this is the first time that she has gotten to her very own show with her own
interesting
name. Yeah. So I thought it would be great to come on, learn more about Jane as a person, her background. I'm sure she has a lot of cool stories being in the industry all these years. So we'll talk to Jane about herself and also about the new show, Matt Nair on the Air, every weekday from 10 until noon, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I eagerly await that.
I
want to hear a lot of those stories. I'm sure she's got, like you said, a lot of really fun stories, maybe some less fun, but interesting nonetheless.
Well, in radio, she was on once before with Kristen in the old station, the old studios. And, radio has changed a lot.
Right.
Broadcasting has changed a lot in her time. And it still has a ways to go, obviously. But, there was a time in this industry where women were basically thought of as secretaries. You didn't have a woman on the air, or it was very rare, and they were treated not well. Jane has some stories on that part of it, but also I think, her opportunities that she's gotten over the years. And
absolutely.
Look forward to that, having Jane Matt Nair with us next week. I think I originally told her, hey, come on Tuesday. And then, of course, I'm going to be gone on Tuesday. So I got Jane and I will work it out. So at some point in the near future here, hopefully next week, Jane will be on the air with us. How do you feel about your own financial situation? Do you think that this year is going to be better or worse? Not talking about the state or the country, but your personal financial situation, your living conditions. Do you agree with this? I thought this was interesting. That 77% of Americans are happy with where they're living, And 63% of Americans say that they describe their job security as, quote, a sure thing, unquote, saying that they realize that their employer needs them more than they need their employer.
Especially if you work in retail or something. Yeah. If you're somebody who shows up, you're fine right now.
Well,
because
yes.
Everybody's desperate.
I think that's a great point, Mr. Zomers. It depends on the industry. Because you're right. Right now in retail, I mean, I was a manager in retail for, well, manager for about a year and a half, but I've been working in retail for about 4 years. And you're right. I mean, I did some of the job interviews, and we would get people that would set up an interview and not even come to the interview. Or you'd get someone who got hired and then just not show up on the first day. So in retail, I think you basically can, if you just are a warm body and are cleaned up well and are halfway intelligent and respectable and responsible, you'll get a job. I think there are other industries where that's, you know, I wake up every day fearful that it'll be my last.
Is that so?
Well, people that know me know I'm a worrier. And you know, I'm very thankful for my job and the opportunity. And so.
Oh, me too.
I just, you know, I would never say anybody needs me more than I need them.
I think when your job is personality related, it's a lot tougher to say that it's a sure thing.
Right.
Because I'm sure part of the reason Aaron Rodgers isn't a Packer anymore is personality related.
Probably a lot of it, right?
Probably a lot of it.
Probably a lot of it. I mean, just it got to be too much drama. Just too much drama with A-Rod. So anyway, I think that's an interesting survey. And again, if you want to weigh in on the way you feel in terms of your own financial dealings, give us a call. If you think things are better or will be better potentially in 2024, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in on that. We're going to move on to a couple other things we kind of touched on earlier in the show. And that is this news from about 2 hours ago, according to Cord Cutters News. And to give him credit, I spoke of the recombobulation area earlier. Our friend Dan Schaefer tweeted this out earlier. So thanks to Dan for putting this on the Twix, on the Twitter, on the X, and letting us know. So according to this, says today, Diamond Sports, the parent company of Bally Sports, RSNs, announced a deal that will allow it to exit bankruptcy. So Bally Sports, the company that broadcasts the Bucks and the Brewers games on television, not the radio, but the TV, went into bankruptcy. So they announced that they've come to an agreement. So with the deal, Amazon, that's right, Amazon will become a minority investor in Diamond Sports, the owner of Bally Sports. The deal will see Amazon become the new home of Bally Sports' streaming for direct-to-consumer packages. Goes on with some quotes there saying they're thrilled about this. But if you go down to the meat and potatoes of the story, it says this deal with Amazon will let Americans buy live access to Major League Baseball, the National Basketball Association, and the National Hockey League games through Amazon's Prime Video channels. This offer is only good for customers who live inside the markets these teams play with.
Boo.
But I think that just means that, like, they have a map here, so it shows for Brewers and Bucks, if you live in anywhere in Wisconsin, you're in the market.
I know. It makes sense. That's just something I found very annoying about watching pro sports,
right?
Is you have to, if you don't live in the market, and let's say you're from Minnesota and you move to Wisconsin,
right?
Then you have to pay a bunch extra to watch your team.
Well, like, you know, one of my godsons lives out in Seattle now, or Bremerton near Seattle. So I suppose he couldn't get this deal with Bally, but then you'd have to have the Major League Baseball app or whatever to stream the Brewers. I think that's the way that works. So, I mean, it's one or the other, right?
Right.
Kind of I think your point is a good one. I wish you weren't having to have all these streaming services. Let's go back, Mr. Zomers. There was a text here from someone a little bit earlier on this exact thing here in terms of there we go. This is from Dana in La Crosse, listening in on the tap up in La Crosse, WLCX, says, I'm an American citizen who lives within my means. Perhaps that's why inflation did not hit me all that hard these last couple of years. One way that I live within my means is by not spending like crazy, and certainly not buying a subscription service that allows me to spend even more. I will not pay a subscription that permits me to spend money, and therefore, I certainly won't pay that subscription to watch sports. I'm tired of being nickeled and dimed, unquote. Dana, up in La Crosse. I think that is right there. That's mom talking. I mean, don't be spending money you don't have. Don't be spending money foolishly. You know, things our parents try to teach us.
And that goes in line with the whole junk fees thing that I think
Right. Basically
everybody has had enough of.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And of course, the Biden administration trying to buy junk fees, like when you go online and reserve a hotel or an airline ticket. And it says, oh, it's going to be $185. And then you actually go to purchase it, and it turns out to be $250 because of all the fees and taxes that get put on there. And so the Biden administration is saying, list the actual full price up front, not the basic price. You have to put the taxes on there. So that's a good thing. Also off the text line, you can text us. This is Andrew from Maine, listening via WAUK The Shaw, says, quote, 2024 will be an interesting year for my family. We entered into contract on a house this past weekend. Oh, congratulations, Andrew. Moving out of our rental and into something we own. If it does mean a mortgage payment for the next 30 years, or even if it does mean a mortgage payment for the next 30 years, our jobs are relatively secure. Wife is a registered nurse, and I work data analytics, unquote. Well, first of all, congratulations, because, you know, Todd got himself into working on campaigns and a small business. You know, Todd's financial score does not look great. So that's part of the reason Todd is renting right now. But I agree that you can actually have a lower payment, a house payment on a mortgage, on a reasonable house, right now in Madison at least, than you can with a standard one-bedroom rental payment. And you're actually, you know, creating, you know, some sort of equity as well.
Right. Rent in Madison is kind of an issue right now.
It's a real issue. And not for, you know, glamorous luxury apartments or anything. I mean, we've said this before. The median rent in Madison, Wisconsin right now for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,600. $1,600 for the median price.
Yeah, that sounds about right from some friends I have who had to move back to Manitowoc or elsewhere because their rent got jacked up. And they're like, substitute teaching doesn't pay for this.
Right. No, it's so I mean, if you have the credit score, if you have a partner, that also helps as well, having two incomes, right? But if you can get into a mortgage, there's a lot to be said for perhaps having a lower monthly payment while still building equity. Of course, you are tied down at that point. You either have to, if you want to move, you got to sell the house and you're susceptible that way. But you're also susceptible if you're a renter, right, to rising rents. So anyway, that is, they say, as that. 47 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, our friend Matt Flynn will take over these airwaves. Are you going to be going out to San Francisco, or at least Santa Clara, to watch the Packer game this Saturday? Coming up Saturday night, you can listen to it right here on select stations on Civic Media, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, on the Packer Radio Network. Are you going? We have some details here for you if you're interested in going. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would you like to go? And no, I don't have any free tickets. That sounded a bit. Wouldn't that be great? Come on back. We're going to give away an all expense paid package for two to Santa Clara to see the Packers this weekend.
That would be great.
That'd be great if I could say that. I can't. We have no tickets. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But we will come back and talk a little bit about this. There's a pep rally happening before the Packer game. And how much will it cost you to fly out to California from Green Bay or Appleton or other places? You got to get that cheese. You got to eat some cheese if you want to go put on a cheese head and watch the Packers. Come on back. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got to get that
money.
Cheese. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, taking over these airwaves. The great program, Matt Flynn Direct. He doesn't couch it. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't care about your feelings. No, that's not true. He does care about your feelings. But see, just like that, Matt has a great wry sense of humor.
Yes,
he loves to laugh a little bit, because sometimes I think, you know, he just looks at this and says, how crazy is this, right? The world is just crazy. So I'm always entertained when Matt cracks himself up. That's one of my favorite parts of the show, quite frankly. He's an attorney. He was a 2-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He is Matt Flynn Direct. He'll be in taking us to the front lines of history. And boy, is it being made today in the courtroom with Trump and this Judge Kaplan in the E. Jean Carroll trial. Actually, it's not, it's just basically to award damages. So we've talked about this a little bit, but Matt will, I'm sure, I can almost guarantee, as we say back at Richland Center, guarantee that Matt will continue to talk about this in the courtrooms today. Don't miss it. It is Matt Flynn Direct, always taking your calls, next up after the news and weather at the top of the hour. Want to finish up on a little fun stuff here. Of course, the Packers play this Saturday. And wouldn't you know it, Mr. Zalmers, I'm taking this little quick trip out to see friends in Colorado, and we're going to see one of my favorite all-time musicals, The Book of Mormon, with my friends Joe and Rachel. They're newlyweds. They got married last fall, and so we're going to go see. Last fall, you know, when the wedding came up, we're like, obviously, we're not going to hang out a lot. It's a busy time, the wedding. So Joe's like, you've seen Book of Mormon, right? I said, yeah, they have not.
I haven't either. Can really? I just like hide in your suitcase? Sure, you don't have to like bring me with you and sit next to you or something. I can let you guys have your fun. I'll just hide somewhere else.
Come on along, as Lamar Alexander used to say on his failed presidential campaign. But anyway, so we're going to say it's a great show. It's an adult show. I mean, not that kind of an adult show, but you know, there's some adult language.
Not for children.
Way. Right. It's from the same guys that created South Park.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's a little irreverent. Let's just say that.
Perhaps just a little.
And some language that we wouldn't necessarily use here on the radio. But it's a great story to it. There's a great story. It's a great meaning. And it's also hilarious. And so we're going to go see the Broadway touring group of Book of Mormon on Saturday in Fort Collins. Beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. Never been to Fort Collins proper. Been to Denver, but not to Fort Collins. So I'm looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. But of course, we bought these tickets last fall, and now here the Packers, of all the time slots the Packers could have played in this weekend, of course, it's the exact time slot that we're going to be in the theater enjoying Book of Mormon. So the question is, do we try in this day and age, do we either shut off our phones or like just leave them at home and try to avoid knowing the outcome and then like go home and watch it tape delayed? Or should we just, you know, say whatever?
I think it'd be like, it's just one show. You can avoid checking and finding the score for that and then go back and watch it right away.
But can, like, we can't go into a bar or anything, right? Because they could pop up on the TV and and it'd be like, oh, well, there it is.
It's not in Wisconsin, so you might be able to.
That's true. I don't know.
Depending on the bar.
So anyway, the Packer game is, oh, by the way, here's Andrew from Maine also texting in and saying this on our last segment. The cost of flying to and attending professional sports ball games is still more than the various streaming services. That is true. Though I would love to, love a master streaming service with an a la carte option. I will take a Bruins subscription with a side of Mandalorian.
Oh, that would be really nice.
Right? There you go. Yeah. So, yes, thank you, Andrew, for getting us back on track here. So, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, great reporter Richard Ryman, Packers are having a pep rally on Friday before the game. The rally will be 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's at The Patio. That's the name of the place, The Patio, in Palo Alto, which our friend Trigvi Olsen said he has been there.
It has his stamp of approval.
Yes. The Packers play the 49ers 7:15 Wisconsin time on Saturday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. The rally's free, but fans who want to win prizes, such as Jordan Love's autographed football, must register at packers.com/pass, P-A-S-S. Fans must be present to win. So you can't sign up and then stay here. You got to, and I know some people are, you know, and God bless them if they have the means to do it. So anyway, so ticket prices, this is very interesting. How much do you think an average ticket for the Packers 49ers game is going for right now?
Honestly, yeah. I don't know what sports tickets these days cost.
Any guesses?
I'm going to guess $200.
Pretty good guess. I would have guessed higher. I would have said, maybe, you know, $400 based on some of the things I've seen. But the average get-in price, just to get in, on the secondary market, $287 as of yesterday. That's down from $357 on Monday. So there you go. The various prices, StubHub, SeatGeek, those sort of things. So it goes from anywhere from $234 on StubHub, or if you want to sit in a box, $20,000 if you want to go sit up in the in Levi's Stadium. If you're sitting around an extra $20,000 you want to blow, go out to California and get a skybox.
Just make sure you bring some pocket change so you can buy some like $87 beers or whatever.
Right, exactly. The Packers, by the way, the Packers lead this series with the 49ers 38-33-1, dating back to their first game in 1950s. The 49ers lead the playoff series 5-4, dating back to 1996. Now, despite what Trigvi said, this reporter, the Green Bay Press Gazette, said Levi's Stadium is average at best. It was rated 15th in USA Today's ranking of NFL stadiums, for whatever that's worth. Now, if you're flying, fly into San Jose, or so says the reporter, rather than San Francisco. San Francisco International Airport is 31 miles from Levi's Stadium. San Jose Mineta International Airport, 6 miles. So despite their name, they're actually not really near, you know, San Francisco at all. It'd kind of like be if Lambeau Field was in Appleton and they still call themselves the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it kind of would. By the way, speaking of which, you know what the number one stadium is, NFL stadium, on that USA Today list?
Lambeau Field.
Sure is.
That's right. We only the best here in Wisconsin. Plane tickets are pricey as well if you're going to try to fly out. Probably going to spend about $700 right now if you're still trying to buy a ticket from Green Bay, Appleton, or Milwaukee to San Francisco. Love you all. Thank you for being here. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow. Thanks to Trigvi Olsen and Mr. Zomerman. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn Direct is next. We'll be back here. I'll actually be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Join us then. Keep banging your drum.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.